Universal pre-kindergarten, using public funds to provide preschool programs, has become a buzzword in education circles, and as WYPR's Jonna McCone reports, the subject pops up regularly in the race to be Baltimore's next mayor, as pre-K enrollment expands in city schools.
If there's one thing all the Democrats running to be Baltimore's next mayor agree on, it's universal pre-K. Here's Calvin Young at a recent forum.
There are three things I think that are critical for anybody to be successful in the 21st century economy. Number one, universal pre-kindergarten.
And Duray McKesson.
So many of these disparities start at birth. So when we think about the 0-3 cohort, we can actually make a citywide strategy around Head Start. And 4-5 is a citywide strategy around pre-K.
And Catherine Pugh.
Learning begins at birth. I learned how to read at the age of 3 because my parents played Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms when I was growing up, so I was ready to learn how to read.
They all say they would work to expand the reach of the 225 pre-K classrooms city schools has added since 2008. Some of that growth has been through duty centers, year-round programs at elementary schools that provide services like GEDs for parents and nutrition classes, all for families with kids from birth to age 6.
Well, we have here.
Shatera Harrington was dropping off her daughter one recent morning at Arlington Elementary School in Park Heights.
She was like really shy and clingy, but being around other students, I see she's opening up to people more. And the amount of stuff that she's learned in these few months is amazing. Like, the things that she tells me and the words, and I was like, wow, like, when I was in pre-K, all we did was shapes and plays.
The city's program has a curriculum that follows state guidelines, and the Judy Center offers services on top of that.
This is our community board. We change it each month. I talk about the events that we have in.
Keisha Wizard is this Judy Center's family services coordinator. On this month's board are ideas for everyday enjoyable play and ways to engage male figures.
Selfie with Dad is a contest that we have. So we might say, take a picture of you and your child having dinner together and then send a selfie to us. We stress if the child don't have a father, as long as it is another positive role model, a male role model, I don't care if it's a next door neighbor.
There's a ton of other services, a playgroup for kids under 4, family exercise classes, even funds for families that get behind on their electricity bills. The goal is for children and families to be ready to learn once kindergarten starts. Often that means reaching into the neighborhood.
We're here to grasp those kids, the ones that's in the community, that's not in a Head Start program, that's not at an informal or formal daycare, that's just sitting home maybe. So we grab them and bring them in and also teach the mom how to interact.
Perry Gorgon, director of early learning programs at city schools, says 2/3 of the incoming 7,000 kindergartners are enrolled in pre-K, while 1,000 come to kindergarten without any sort of formal care. He says the range of options can be overwhelming.
You've got early Head Start and Head Start, and you've got child cares. Some of them are full day, some of them are part of the day. You've got city schools, but that's 4 years old by September 1st. We have the income eligibility priority that they have to navigate.
The city now has pre-K spots for low-income families in almost every elementary school.
Our vision for pre-K really focuses on providing kids experiences that are going to build their fundamental skills. Child development is a complex and all-encompassing thing.
And pre-K is most beneficial to poor children, whose parents tend to be less educated and have fewer resources, like time to engage in conversation and support cognitive and social skills. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.
In the future, we'll look at early childhood literacy programs, pre-K expansion in other Maryland jurisdictions, as well as what's being done to reach out to families that do not have their kids in any kind of program.